Welcome. And this is Red. So,
and welcome to the Richard Rantz Show, broadcasting live from a new venue at an undisclosed location. And this will just be a brief update for all my many friends and listeners out there. I'm still here to comment on political realities throughout our world that affect us all. I follow the news using various sources that I use my best judgment to discriminate as to which ones have more or less credibility and believability, comparing sources to gauge what their perspective is and to see which facts they share, which they differ on. And this is a means of using one's judgment to attempt to discern the closest approximation to truth in this online environment of information. I'm winging it here today. My situation has changed somewhat, and those of you who are on my friends list may know what is going on. It is exciting. I'm growing. And my show is changing as I am changing. I still focus on politics here, but I'm looking from a slightly different perspective. Still looking at many of the same sources, listening to many of the same podcasts. Those of you who've been watching know that I follow Democracy Now!, Pod Save America, Michael Moore, Love It or Leave It for a bit of levity. I like to listen to Ricky Vincent's History of Funk on KPFA for a bit of the funk, because if it makes you move your rump, it's the funk, he would quote. I want to thank all of my dear friends for their love and support ongoing. Keeps me going because we are social animals and we need connection and we need compassion. And I say a daily prayer / affirmation every day about what I want in my life, but also about what I want for our country and for the world. And compassion is an important element in that. So this is a brief update. I intend to continue to do the Richard Rantz Show from my new location and technical situation. And I thank you for bearing with me. My email is richardrantz@yahoo.com. And if anyone would like to send suggestions or interpretations or perspectives, I'd certainly be happy to hear them. and to address them. For many years, this was a live call-in political talk show on public access television in San Francisco. And the studio shut down to usage due to the COVID-19 pandemic that we're dealing with. I've been fighting for the Democrats to win our elections because of our two-party system. That is the opposition party, that is the closest party to a more compassionate party, the closest thing that we've got to a party that actually cares somewhat about those who are less privileged in our society and cares about somewhat improving the situation of those in our society that do suffer, that are underprivileged, that are not part of the 1% and the top 10%. I have an outlook that is more towards the socialist side. I hesitate when I use the word socialist because there is such a gut reaction to the word socialist, a gut negative reaction in America to that word. Even though to me, what it means is that the society comes together to help those who are in need and to help the general population and the general welfare using the resources that the society can muster together. And those resources in a democracy and socialism is not anti-democratic. Socialism can exist in a democracy and does exist in particularly the democracies of Europe, for instance. And it is not a contradiction to have a socialist democracy. And it also does not necessarily rule out some degree of capitalism. Well, I digress to matters that are not perhaps specific to our political situation, although I started out talking about why I support the Democratic Party in the United States, because there are two parties in the United States, two viable parties. And of those, the Republican Party is straight out the party of the rich. And also, as has been becoming more and more apparent, the party of the racists. The party of fear and division, hatred, that's the party of the Republicans. And the party of the Democrats is a party that is divided, but it does include those of us who are on the more progressive side. And it does include those of us who honestly want this to become a better society with social justice, economic justice, reducing inequality. And these are the principles that I wish to fight for. And it is possible and has been possible to fight for those within the Democratic Party and on the Democratic platform, which does reflect these values increasingly. Thanks to Bernie Sanders, our revolution, progressive senators and congresspeople, such as the Squad, We've got Kamala Harris now, the vice president, who's one of the most progressive senators, was one of the most progressive senators. And there are certainly many justifiable criticisms of her record over the years, particularly as she was a prosecutor. But people change. She has changed. She has changed her views. And you can say that it's pandering, or you can say that she genuinely rethought where she stood on these issues. And that's allowed. You don't have to be fixed on your opinion on issues. And the same thing Joe Biden did as well. He's moved significantly to the left. So there's hope. And I focus on the elections in Georgia to say that it is crucial that the Democrats win those runoff elections in Georgia so that the Senate is no longer under the control of Mitch McConnell, whose sole goal is to help the corporate interests and always at the expense of the public, has been holding up COVID relief for everyone. His priority has been to install conservative hacks as judges everywhere in the United States that he could. Refused to consider President Barack Obama's relatively moderate nomination for the Supreme Court. And then went ahead and ran through Donald Trump's hasty nomination of an unqualified hack for our highest court, which is par for the course. So I'm glad that we are pouring in efforts to support the Democratic candidates for Senate in Georgia, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, against the two representatives of the oligarchy who are running against them under the flag of the Republican Party of the Rich. So, in my location here, they just delivered my meal. I'm going to cut this Richard Rants show a little bit short. I'll be back next week. And I will continue to say my piece about the things around which I'm making my peace and the things that I am ranting and resisting. I thank you for listening. I thank you for any contributions that you make to the conversation. And I thank you for all the efforts that you make to be activists towards making this a better society and a better world for all, specifically for those who are suffering and those who are less fortunate. Because there is an enormous amount of wealth in this country and an enormous amount of wealth in the world. And it is far, far too concentrated amongst a small number of greedy people at the top. And I hope we change that. Thanks again. Rant and resist. Peace and love.